learn about a 2,000-year-old electric battery. Next, on today's Creation Moments. And now, here's our Creation Moments host, Ian Taylor.
While evolutionary historians refer to the ages of man before the birth of Christ with terms like Stone Age, Bronze Age, and Iron Age, it seems that man's metalworking technology was much more sophisticated than these names suggest. And that fits with what Genesis chapter 4 tells us about man's history. An example of this was reported in the April 1957 issue of Science Digest. In the 1930s, archaeologists were digging into a small ruin on the outskirts of Baghdad when they uncovered something which looked very much like a modern dry cell battery. The object was analysed and a model was built by an engineer at General Electric's high voltage laboratory. It turned out to be a wet cell battery which packed enough power to gold plate jewellery, history's first recorded industrial use of electricity. The battery was built and used by Baghdad silversmiths between 250 BC and 224 BC. It was about the size of two modern flashlight batteries and was made of materials similar to those in use today and common in the ancient world, including copper and a 60-40 tin-lead alloy solder. These discoveries make it nearly impossible to dismiss the early chapters of Genesis as mythological. The picture of a creative and intelligent mankind which they present rings true, and the Bible's message of man's need for salvation in Jesus Christ rings true as well.
For more information, visit us online at creationmoments.com. You'll find both written and audio transcripts, creation-focused articles and Bible studies, and many other resources, all at creationmoments.com.